The Caritas spokesperson in Jerusalem, Claudette Habash, said the 1.5 million people living in the Gaza Strip are in desperate need of aid.
The people who are suffering are all the 1.5 million people who are living under siege. This flotilla was to them a sign of hope, that they are not forgotten, that the world knows the suffering of the people in Gaza and wants to come to the rescue, wants to come and help them. They need the basic needs. They need food. They need hygiene kits. They need the possibility to be able to reconstruct all the demolished homes because of the war on Gaza of last year. Many homes were totally destroyed. Families continue to live in tents today. We want to help them to reconstruct, to be able to live a normal life. It is true that some of the goods are available because they come illegally through the tunnels. But whatever you find in Gaza is prohibitively expensive, and the majority of the people cannot afford to buy it.